What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every week, and we tell it from our point of view. And whatever it is, it's going to be what it is. It's going to be coming from two black men's point of view. It's going to be coming from two husbands' point of view, two fathers' point of view, sons. As you can see, definitely fathers. If you're watching, you can already see we joined by a guest. But if you're listening, we are joined by none other than... You want to introduce yourself?
Say hello. It's Micaiah, my youngest.
Absolutely. It's Micaiah off up in the building. Anyway, Goose, what's good with you?
Man, everything's cooling. Yeah. This weekend, what was it, Sunday? Jake Paul had his first defeat. His first defeat. Look how she looking. My baby like, why you pick me up?
Sorry, daddy. I didn't want to break it to you like this.
Jake Paul had his first defeat. Mm-hmm. Not taking anything from the man and his boxing record, but I think this is the first boxing match he's had. Because this is the
actual boxing match.
Yes. Because this is the first boxer he's fought. He hasn't fought any boxers, period. I don't even know why they have his record, his boxing record. What is it? 5-1 now? He hasn't boxed any boxers.
Because he's been all MMA fighters.
MMA fighters. I don't even know if you know. His first fight was against Nate Robinson, the little basketball guy.
Yeah, because that was like a celebrity thing, right?
But they're counting this in his record.
They're counting it. I don't know Nate's background. I know he played basketball, but I'm like, I ain't no fighter.
It don't even matter. Nate messed up. His background's gonna be getting knocked out by Jake Paul. Dang, Nate. Hey, that's what's gonna go down in the record books. But anyway, he fought Nate. Then he fought some white dude from the UFC. I forgot his name, but he was a champion, but he was like a wrestler or whatever. And then Tyrone Woodley. I thought Tyrone Woodley was going to knock him out too, though.
That's the one I thought was going to beat him. I think that's who I was like, oh, this is going to be a wrap right here.
And Tyrone, I lost respect for him after that one. And then Anderson Silva, he beat him. Anderson Silva's 47. Jake Paul's like 23 or 24.
Well, at the time, he was probably what?
He might have been 22. I'm not sure. But anyway, he hasn't boxed a real legitimate boxer. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, he's not a real legitimate boxer either.
He isn't. But my thing is,
he's training and he's got size on his side. And he's got age on his side. Apparently everybody he done fought is
older than him. Is
30, not even like slightly older.
Yeah, yeah. They're like 30 plus. Except for Nate. Well, I don't even know how old Nate is.
Now, Nate Robinson at the time. Oh, that's true. We at that age now where we older than
everybody.
Like professional athletes, we are at the age where we are now older than them to where for the longest you was the same age. Mm. From your early 20s to your mid-30s, you the same age as all the athletes. Yeah. Now it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm older than
Nate might be our age, though.
Nate might be a little older. Nate Robinson, let me look.
You know what? But I think dead serious, Jake Paul, you see this? I'll whoop your ass in a boxing match. Straight up. I would beat your butt in a boxing match.
He been training like crazy, though.
Their punches. Oh, the way he punches, even the guy he fought, Fury. Tony, I want to say it's Tony Fury. Or Tommy Fury.
Oh, Nate, 36. No, 38. 38? 38.
Okay. So when he fought him, it was like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even the guy he boxed didn't have good boxing skills. They were throwing wide.
So Nate Robinson is 5'8".
Yep.
Jake Paul's 6'1".
Nate is probably 5'6", 5'7", because I think I'm taller than Nate.
Really?
Yes.
So he's got reach advantage in dealing with boxing.
Yes.
They should not be counting that. But that's Nate, like me and you fighting.
Did
like,
you see the fight? Nate can't fight.
No. I did. Look, like I said, I ain't taking nothing from Jake Paul. He's been training. I'll give him his credit there.
Mm.
When I had the things that I have seen him do, I'm like, all right, no, you can tell he's been doing some training. He's got technique.
He has technique. Now, yes, he does have technique. And I'm not taking that away from him. Yeah. The boy has been training.
Yeah.
He's taking it. But to get him serious.
To this point, it's just like, no, hold on.
He's taking it serious.
But
where he is right now, people.
That's so wrong for him to even. For Nate was probably like, man, I'll beat this white boy's ass.
Oh,
he got in there all short.
I thought so too. I was like, oh, Nate.
Not all short, but he got in there like, all right, this dude was like, he actually don't want to get embarrassed. He's coming at it serious. Because he already had professional trainers at that time, didn't he?
I think so. I don't.
Nate Robinson's a huge reach advantage that he's got.
Nate's height had nothing to do with it.
Oh, just Nate can't fight.
No, Nate does not know how to fight.
I don't think I saw him fight.
He did not know how to throw a punch at all, and it was just devastating.
I don't know Jake Paul's history, but his he comes off very annoying.
Oh yeah,
and
he is.
This is the stuff that I've seen him on. I don't know like his person, his like public personality, like the personality that he puts on. You know, mm-hmm. some people put on a character.
Mm-hmm.
His character seems very annoying. So I'm like, that's got to be pissing people off, the fact that he's beating these athletes.
Oh, of course. and he's a good marketer for that. Everything he's done. I mean, I watch the fight, and I'd be eager to watch it just to see what's going to happen. Because, I mean, you do want to see. You would like to see the guy in your high school that was knocking everybody out of high school to fight a real boxer to see what
the
come out would be. And that's what happens with Jake Paul fighting these guys. You would think Nate Robinson jumping from 5'7", 5'8", dunking, being a supreme athlete the way
Nate Robinson was dunking at that height.
Yes.
That is insane.
You would think he would be throwing haymakers. Like, this little dude got some power. Man,
I would like, at least come at it like Dante. You know, Dante Wilder is like very unorthodox. He just be throwing wild.
He does.
That's why he's so hard to fight, because it's no particular technique. You think Nate would just approach it like, yeah, like, let me just go in here and go ape shit.
But Nate, I mean, Wilder, though, with his punch, he knows how to punch.
Yo, yeah. No, definitely.
Nate was like, hey, this how he.
Oh, he thought he was like, fighting the speed, man.
I don't know what.
You can't get it.
Nate, I can probably guarantee he don't even know how to punch a speed bag. The dude was so uncoordinated. It was crazy to me.
How long ago? I know I did not miss. I remember seeing him fall after he got knocked out. I don't remember watching the entire fight, though.
It was terrible, man. He could have that. If I was a betting man, I would have betted all my money on Nate.
Oh, Nate, yeah.
Oh, Nate, man, he about to.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking about the guys that I went to high school with.
Not even like a fighter, but an athlete. Like,
you know how to pivot, throw a punch, blah, 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 do something. Nah.
Now you go back and watch old games and see Nate ready to fight somebody on court. Like,
you ain't about that life. I get knocked out.
That's so wrong, man. I hate that he's got that. In his blemish, because people still talk about that.
That's all they gonna talk about.
You hear rappers talk about take a sleep like Nate. Like, that's so wrong.
And the way he got knocked out, he's like, boom.
Oh yeah, no, he's still he was stiff, stiff.
Yeah, man. But anyway, Tommy Fury beat
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I think he beat him fairly easily, but I mean.
Was it a decision?
And it was a decision.
He's close to his height. He's 6'1".
Yeah.
Same age. So now you get somebody in your
league. Yeah. Jake was tired as hell. Your boy, Tommy Fury was like.
Just waking up.
You know, it is what it is.
Energy. Yeah.
But his technique, and I think Tommy Fury only has had 4 to 8 professional fights anyway. Man, he fought the right guy.
Yeah.
I think anybody above.
At this point, Jake Paul been like training and boxing for how many years now? Like, this was an even fight.
Yeah. I think that's what everybody's been saying. Like, okay, box a boxer. Let us see you box.
Because Silver, everybody, we all know Silver's lethal. But he was, 47 at the time?
47, but.
And he ain't a boxer.
And he's not a boxer. Everybody he's been training, they throw a punch. It was like, once you counter this punch, I'm coming with a roundhouse kick. Or I'm going to tackle you, or I'm going to grapple you down. He took away people's weapons when he's fighting the UFC fighters. I saw an interview with Rampage Jackson, though. He was like, let me fight Jake.
Oh, nah, Lord. Jesus.
Rampage Jackson.
Rampage.
I think he ended up body slamming him with the gloves by mistake.
Off of muscle memory.
Going crazy.
Nah, I actually think Rampage could probably throw hands for real.
Oh yeah, he can. Like,
and he would take a seat, and it would be interesting to see because Rampage
he ain't throwing no fight.
He ain't young.
Mm-mm.
He ain't about to throw no fight.
Mm-mm.
Stepping in the ring with Rampage would be, I don't see how it would be any different from stepping in the ring with Tyson, even at this age. I would not step in the ring with Tyson. No.
Nah.
Tyson could be 75. I'm not doing that. I am not doing that.
I'm not.
I can't think of many people I wouldn't at that age, but Tyson, nah.
Yeah. Him and Rampage are some.
Rampage, ain't no way.
Yeah. But he lost, man. And.
Goose is into MMA, so that's why you was watching it. You're not into boxing as much.
I'm into boxing, and okay. I'm into MMA, but I couldn't wait for him to fight a real boxer. And that's why I was like,
Why didn't he MMA fight then?
Oh, nah.
Like
MMA is too many levels.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I can be. You could fight a wrestler. You could fight a grappler. You can fight a striker.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would have to learn. It's too much for him to have. Yeah, then he probably end up dying in there. Them boys won't
die. For real.
For real.
I know you was going to jump into that quick because I had something I wanted to get off my chest.
Oh, you know what? Let's get it off your chest, man.
Oh, no, it's all good. And it's fresh on my mind because it literally just happened Sunday. So we're recording this on Wednesday. It's happened Sunday. So we all over Kev's house. He's celebrating. He just won. Somebody took his trophy hostage.
His image I saw that hostage. Video.
That's crazy, man.
I saw that video.
Anyway, I was making mules and they needed some other ingredients. So I was like, I'll run out to the store real quick. And Tony Baker was there. He was like, I'll ride with you. I'm like, cool. And as soon as we get there, as you could imagine, somebody recognized Tony, which I can only imagine how much he gets recognized.
Yeah.
And so the lady, she's, fanning out. Oh, my God, such a big fan or whatever. So her husband's there, and she's like, hey, could you take a picture of us? So, Tony does. They get in the right position because this is like a grocery store, so it's crowded. Get in the right position. They take the picture. And immediately, and this happens all the time when I'm with Angel. It happens with other, friends that are well-known.
Mm-hmm.
It happened this time, too. I get complimenting somebody that you are a fan of or that you follow or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But what drives me crazy, and I don't understand why people can't find another way to compliment somebody, is the lady started telling me that I'm in good company and how great Tony is.
Mm.
I'm with him. I know this.
Yeah.
You can't look, I understand it's a compliment. I understand the sentiment. I understand it's appreciated. They do with Angel all the time. It's like, oh, your wife. Oh, she is amazing. I see her naked.
Mm.
I know she's amazing. I see all her talent and skills.
Mm-hmm.
I was with her very first job before she had her first acting thing. All the way through, I know this. I don't understand why that is such a big thing for if I run up to you and I'm a fan of you, and I instantly start telling somebody that you're with how good of a person you are. I don't understand that type of compliment. I understand it's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me. I've never, we just talked about last week when I met Method Man. Mm-hmm. I didn't instantly turn to somebody he's with like, hey, this dude right here. I don't know this man. They do. I only appreciate his work.
Yeah.
Like, I never felt the need to do that. I just let that person know that I appreciate the work that you do. You know, if I'm proud of this person, this, and that. I don't feel the need to tell people around them how great they are as if they don't know the person.
I think I hear what you're saying. And I've received that too with people telling me about.
I'm talking. I see your point. I've received that too with people telling me about Kel, Melissa, and Mel, my babies. You know, you're like,
oh, this little girl, let me tell you, yes, she is absolutely a dog. I changed her this morning. That's wrong, because of course they know. But telling you, like, you know what? This is a real good girl you got here. She's that. It's his daughter.
Yeah.
I understand it's a compliment, and I know people. Is this just them expressing their excitement? Trust me, I ain't like dogging people out that do that. I just don't understand that approach of appreciation towards somebody, is, you know, to tell them, the people that they're with.
Tank, just say thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, a lot of times I mess with people, especially if it's somebody that we halfway know.
Yeah.
Like Angel will do like a play, or she'll host or something, and they run up. It's like, oh, you are such a lucky. Oh, you don't know how lucky you are. I always stop and be like, hey, she's lucky.
This man here.
I always throw them off with that. Like, of course. I just mess with them. But I don't. I don't know. I don't get that type of displaying gratitude in that manner. I just don't understand it. I guess because I don't do it. I let that person know. And, you know, I'll, you know, thank y'all so much for stopping like the rest of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know this ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Like, you know, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for letting me talk to this person. I appreciate it. Going about my business. But, hey, your dad. Let me tell you about him.
He knows how, like, to take care of y'all. Yeah. He ain't that right.
I don't know. That's just, it happened then. And I was just like, ah. And she was like, oh, I'm sure he's in good company too. But you're in good company. Tony could be a flat out asshole. You would never know.
That's true, man. I think people don't be knowing what to say.
Yeah, and Angel should explain to it, and I understand it.
As soon as it comes to them, they like, they probably going back to the company. Man, I said this, that, and other. Duh.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, no, and when I would bring it up, Angel would be like, Marcus, you know, people don't know what to say. It's just this. It's just confident. I ain't like mad or dogging it. I was like, I understand. It's just a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
For me, it's weird.
Yeah.
To tell the person that they're with.
Yeah.
You that know them. We rode in the same car together.
You got yourself a good wife. Yeah. Oh, man, you got some right on your lip right there, playboy.
Yeah. You got anything you want to get off your chest? I got something else I can get off my chest, too.
I don't got nothing to get off my chest. Just go around.
All right.
Yeah.
It's something else to drive me crazy.
What's it?
And I actually caught somebody today. Speeding through school zones.
Ah.
At the bus stop. So, where I drop my kids off.
Some of y'all guilty. I know some of y'all guilty.
Now, look. People be speeding.
Yeah.
If you in a rush, I get it. But actively, while school buses are there, while kids are crossing the street, and you speeding through there,
yeah,
I'm going to stop right in front of you.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I did it, actually. I'm walking across the street. This chick speeding up through the street.
Mm.
And I stop. She slams on the brake. I just stop, and I look at her. Like, that time that you were speeding there, you just ate it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wasted all of that time.
We had.
Hold on. I ain't ahead. Told it yet. So I let there's a bus that comes, picks up my son, and takes him to one school, and the twins go to a different school. Luckily, those buses come to the same corner, like 90 degrees away from each other. So I park. My older son gets out because his bus usually gets there first. So he's walking across the street. He literally has to stop because somebody was speeding through, rolls through the stop sign, and then keeps going.
Oh, dang.
And I'm like, you know what? It pisses me off. So then I get out, my twins, I always park on the side of the school bus that it comes on. So let them on the bus. Uh-huh. So as I'm going up and I'm leaving the bus stop, I make a go to the next intersection. It's a three-way stop. Yeah, three-way stop. So I'm just making like a U-turn because I'm going back the other way. Mm. As I'm making the U-turn, there's an SUV coming down the other street that's 90 degrees to that. Don't even stop. Damn near clips my front bumper as I'm making the U-turn. Speeds down the street where the school buses are. Speeds down the other street because he's going to catch, trying to get his son to the bus that's up the street. The same, because it's two buses that come from my oldest son's school. So there's an early bus and a later bus. He's trying to hear him get him on the bus because I guess the bus is about to pull off. So as I'm going, and he speeds down that street too, and I see him pull up, stop, and see the little boy get out. You know, teenager will get out, walk all slow like they do. And I'm like, hell with that. No, I got to say something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's parked, blocking other people because he's on like parked in like an alley. People are dropping their kids off. They don't want to hit a main street, so they cut down that alley.
Yep.
So now he's blocking people. Mm. Then eventually he's blocking like five cars. He eventually scoots over, parks so cars can get by. So I pull up next to him, roll the window down. He's looking down at his phone. I honk the horn.
Yep.
He rolls his window down.
Yep.
I said, I know you know this because I have a child that goes to your school and I have a child that goes to another school. Why are you? I said, you are speeding through school zones. Oh, yeah, I know. I said, I understand you're trying to get to where you're going, but understand other people have kids that go here.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't speed through a school zone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Then act like you know.
Yeah.
Put my window up, keep on going. And I know I'm going to see him again because our kids go to the same goddamn school.
Yep.
But if you see the speed that these people come through, he's like little kids out. Kids run out into the street all the time, not paying attention. And you got a child in the vehicle with you. Like,
yep.
I had to get that off my chest. I don't like when people do that. I'm going to inconvenience you every time. If I'm in my truck, I see somebody speeding, I literally pull perpendicular into the street and do the slowest turnabout. I do a 15-point turn just to block traffic.
I concur with you, and I can get that off my chest too.
Yeah.
Every damn morning, I take McKinley to school. Off the main road, everybody cuts through the neighborhood to get to this other main road.
Uh-huh.
So
your neighborhood?
Yeah. Mm. So they're cutting through the neighborhood. I'm in the neighborhood just trying to make a left inside the neighborhood. You shouldn't have to be like, watching how the cars are just flying.
Yeah.
So right before you get to the turn where I'm trying to turn, there's a speed bump. So people are slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they get off that, man, they were like peel and shoot out. So I would get into the street, take my turn. They appeal, going crazy with it, but I make sure I go as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Slow them down.
And when
I'm doing it, I'm looking at them like,
that's me.
All
day.
Right. And it's crazy. They be shooting. And even with the speed bumps, they shooting. And there's a lot of parents that walk their kids to the neighborhood. To the school because the school is like right inside the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I knew people had to get hit and there had to be crashes. So the school emails sends this big old pamphlet out with all these instructions. Hey, look both ways. Hey, this. Hey, that. And then at the end, there have been several crashes and two parents have been hit. Pedestrians have been hit by other parents. Yes.
See.
So I know you're rushing to get to work or whatever, or you're rushing for some reason, but whatever that reason is, stop it. Get your butt up early enough so you ain't got to rush.
Yeah, because if it's a consistent thing, it's like, get your stuff together.
It's a consistent thing. You see the same cars doing it. But where I'm at.
Don't be telling where you at.
Okay, I guess so.
Nah.
Them folk be cutting into the neighborhood and shooting through the neighborhood to get to the other street because there'd be traffic. You could do that, but stop at the stop sign, slow up at the speed bump, and stop flying through. I mean, there'd be a line of cars dropping off kids. And for some reason, these folk love their little loud racing cars.
Oh, God. I hate that.
Like, man, get the hell up out of here with all that.
As a car enthusiast, throw that in the trash.
But they'll fly through there, and you dropping off your kid. And like you said, kids get – and parents – if your child, if you're dropping your child off, why are you letting your kid out of the door into traffic?
I don't get that. I don't get that. I see people do that all the time.
Cars flying by, the passenger back seat car. Oh, I'm like, are they getting out right here? Mm-hmm. Why? And you have a curb right here. Get out on that side of the car.
They try to make it convenient for them when they take off. Instead of making their child safe and putting them where they need to be, there's a parent. I don't like these people. There's some people that got they bring this crazy dog to the bus stop during drop off and pickup. And I've seen them multiple times. They'll park on the opposite side of the street. They'll get out. There are two young children who will just run across the street and not look. Their focus is on the dog.
Yeah.
They got to make sure they get the dog on the leash. And then, I'm like, where's your priorities?
Yeah.
Where's your priorities? But the other part that pisses me off about this is how hard it is to get speed bumps installed by the city. Because I tried our last house, I tried to get speed bumps installed because they would use it as a shortcut. And I'm like, I started looking at the process. I'm like, why does it take this much to get, if people are speeding, people need to slow down, why can't the neighborhood people just call and be like, we need speed bumps installed. Yeah. It's dangerous over here. And I wanted them, I didn't want them humps. I wanted them choppy, them aggressive
the
ones.
Yellow ones.
Yeah, them aggressive ones, the one you feel like you done it, hit a block wall if you try to speed over it. Bang, bang!
Yeah. Like one that hit your muffler in the box. Like, dang.
But I'm like, in the school, it seemed like it'd be easy for the school to do that. Like, call, get speed bumps, to get like a, literally a, because I've seen neighborhoods that will get two back to back. Like, they'll get the humps. And they'll get two, because a lot of times people, if you go fast enough, a speed bump can be ignored. But the humps, they'll slam your car down. Oh, and I've seen neighborhoods where they'll do two back to back. Like, we're going to slow you down. Yeah. Get an inconvenient amount of speed bumps put in around these schools.
Yeah. Look at you.
That's coming from some fathers.
That's all I'm about to say. This is
some daddy shit right here. Excuse me. Daddy stuff right here.
By them dang speed bumps, they fly. But I've almost hit several children because of how their parents just let them out into the street.
Oh, yeah.
I've almost been in plenty of wrecks because there's a four-way stop, and you get to the stop sign, you stop, you let three other people go, so it's your turn. You go and somebody just go straight through. And you like, man, if I wasn't paying attention, it would have been a effed up situation. And these are parents, literally.
They parents.
So that's what I'm saying, baby.
Tell them.
They be parents. But, that's something, I concur with your – I get that off my chest, too. Slow down, man. Drop your kids off. What's up? Well, why ain't there no? There's no school buses around here. Is there school buses?
Yeah, there's not like it is like what I'm used to seeing back home. But they be having the old school buses. They have the a lot of these schools out here in California.
Short school bus.
They have the what's it called? The segregation 60s school buses. These buses out here be old, man.
I don't know.
But no, it's not. I guess maybe depending on where you at, you'll see more school buses. But you know what it is? I think a lot of these schools are so populated and they take on people that live close to the school. Mm. So maybe it's more people walking than it is. Because you notice that when school is in, traffic is horrible in California.
Yeah.
Or definitely in LA. Like before school starts, like through the summer, traffic be great. First day of school, hours to get to where you was taking you 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. They need buses, man, to where parents go to the bus stop and parents can go on about their business. But I don't know. I would think more kids means more school buses. Means school buses.
Yeah.
And then you ain't got to worry about all that other craziness. But
yeah.
All right.
Speaking of being a father and talking about kids, so as y'all know, Deion Sanders was talking about his their take on certain positions in football and the type of kid that they look for. Mm-hmm. So basically, to sum up what he was saying or the example that he gave, I didn't see the whole interview, so I don't know if it was just an example or what, but he was basically saying two-parent household, good kid, makes good decisions on and off the football field. That's our quarterback. Single-parent household, trying to get his mama out the hood. That's the person we want to be defensive line and tight end.
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying they're going to be better at the position because they got to work harder.
Yep.
Which, you go ahead, Goose. Because it's prime, Goose is probably going to agree with
it. I understand what he's saying, but he didn't have to say that. It's kind of ignorant on his part.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously there's athletes that come from all type of different type of households that are successful. Mom, dad, two moms, two dads. Like,
yeah.
You can't say what you said. It's not a hard fact. Now, he might have the numbers to prove it, maybe, I guess, from his experience. And since he's played ball all his life, he's seen plenty of athletes, and he knows their family structure. But I think overall his statement was ignorant, I think. So
laughing at her chew.
Him saying that all his offensive players basically have 3.5 GPAs because he needs them to be smart. Come on, man. Now you calling everybody else on the field dumb and can't think.
Yeah.
He lost some points with me on that one. And yeah. I'm prime to the core, but he lost me on that one.
Yeah, I don't of course I don't agree with what he was saying. Like, for this whole like two-parent household talk, Look, as I talked about it before, when I went back and thought about it, like how I was raised, I never thought about this going through it, but now being a grown man, thinking back on my childhood, how a lot of people I was surrounded by had two-parent households. There was, you know, a lot that didn't, but there were a lot that did have two-parent households. Some of the most trash I know came from two-parent households. I can't say that. Some of the dudes that, you know, out there selling, doing dirt,
man,
stealing cars. I'm talking literal police chases and running from the cops. These dudes had mama and daddy at the house.
Yeah. Like, that's true.
Meanwhile,
we got the proof. We got the numbers to prove it.
Meanwhile, I know some single parent, just the dad, just the mom, split, you know. Some of the best, like, I understand what he's saying about, you know, trying to get your mom out, going to work hard. But who's to say that's the person in the, they got a lot to live up to if they got two parents in the household. You know what I'm saying? They parents was able to give them the training that they needed to get up and out. You know, and I ain't saying that they just automatically in a better situation, yeah. But you can't look at somebody like that as soft or or smarter or anything like that just because they got both parents in the house.
Yeah.
We see a lot, way too many examples of single parent household kids. And a lot of y'all said majority of black kids come from single parent household. Majority of black people ain't bullshitting. Excuse me. They ain't on some bull. They ain't doing dirt.
I don't understand what you're saying, man.
She, look, the day she could take.
She got from we'll see your children because of that.
No, they got them from Angel. Yeah. I had two bad days, I admit. But it's usually Angel. I don't, like you said, he lost, like I said, the last time we had some Deion thing, I misunderstood the situation, I wasn't on his side. I am a big Primetime fan. But statements like that, I think Angel said that Kevin and him talked about it on his thing, so I don't want to repeat a lot of stuff because me and Angel talked about it too. And I'm like, the stuff that he's using is the same tactics that white coaches use to get black players in certain positions, to keep them out of certain positions. Think if he was a white coach, I need my kids to have a two-parent household and have good grades and make good decisions. Oh, you automatically knocking out black athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the black athletes that come from single parent house. You know what I'm saying? Or I need my offensive line. You got to have this GPA. Or you got to have this or this background. It's like, well, you using race to put people in certain positions. That's why you got a majority black players in the NFL. You have very few quarterbacks. You have even less coaches and no owners because of that mindset.
That's true. I can say that Deion should have he could have kept that whole statement. That whole
he could have reworded. Even if you think like that, reword it. Like
you can reword it, but still that whole rewording what he said would have sounded like this. I need smart, hungry athletes.
Period. That simple. Period.
Period. That's what he should have said. Not 3.5. Matter of fact, man, I don't know it. I wonder what his son's GPAs are and what positions they play. I want to say corner. I want to say corner.
Because I'm like, do they qualify to be?
Could they play for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on age, man. Deion getting old. And you know, old folk, they just start
setting
talking.
They just
start talking. Just rambling. He done lost his toe.
Plural.
Yeah.
Toes.
He lost his toes. So he's probably like, he ain't got it all no more, man.
And me, I got to, you know, y'all know my beef with football anyway. It's just, especially college, you know, school, whatever. But in like NFL, a lot needs to be rewritten. It's the plantation. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like strong plantation. It ain't even low key. It's high key plantation. So that's already my beef with it, surrounding it and everything. But with statements like that, and you got somebody that especially the black sports community looks up to making this type of statement, it's like, come on, man.
Let's see who were what was the Super Bowl? Chiefs versus the Eagles?
Eagles, yeah.
Two
black quarterback. Well,
yep.
One was black. The other one. When they said two black, I said, really?
What's his name? Jalen Hurts. I wonder if he had two parents in his household.
You want more?
I know old boy did. The other guy, football player, quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles. Da 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 da. Jalen Hurts. He better not. Let's see, 3 seasons. I don't know.
I ain't gonna talk about them quarterbacks either. They both did a good job. I ain't gonna go no further.
Now I want to see because if his mama raised him, that blows old boy Deion Sanders' whole little.
Yeah, I'm sure you could go. I'm sure you could go through the catalog of both past and present, all positions, and prove that theory wrong. Now, if y'all go look and show some stats, it was like, nah, he's actually right, or whatever. I'll say that. y'all know I'm the first to admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't
say the two-parent household because
minorities and a lot of people of color, they had one parent household.
Right.
So, like you said, you've already discriminated against a whole group of people.
It's like saying people won't be successful because they come from single parent household.
And then the defensive player.
I ain't never heard what the, Barack's daddy did.
No, I don't even know who Barack.
I know his mama.
Has Barack proved he's from the United States? I'm just playing.
Did you see my face?
I'm playing, man. Oh.
Like, nah, you from Hawaii. Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
That's like the people that said flying the Puerto Rican flag was un-American when Puerto Rico was a part of the United States. People are stupid, man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People are.
There you go.
I'm enjoying your presence here on the podcast today.
You're welcome. All right, off this man, Deion, saying his ignorance.
Off of prime time, yeah.
Yeah, you lost points with me, Deion. He's going to have to make another statement.
You done already left the HBCU to go to.
Now you making statements like that.
God dang.
Yeah, he tripping. Man, all these women are getting BBLs. Is Brazilian butler? Yeah, BBLs. And have you seen them on the planes? So they have a plane full of people. And all the women be bent over.
Facing the back. Yeah. Because they can't sit down. I have seen that.
All right. So I saw this picture of men, all these men on a plane. And all of them had napkins, gauze, catching, I guess, blood or whatever coming from their heads and their face because of all the hair transplants.
Oh, my God. Are you serious, man?
This guy that got it done, he took the picture in front of him.
Hold up.
And it's just all the seats, heads wrapped in gauze. So then he takes another picture from the front, and the guys have patches, gauze, and Band-Aids on their face because they're not only getting their head, getting hair transplants in their head, they're getting beard transplants. Like, literally, like, they're taking hair follicles from their head, and they're pushing them. They take the follicle out and then push it inside of their face.
I'm looking at it now.
They draw it out, and literally, your face could be smooth as a baby's bottom. Yes. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Straight up headgear. Men are getting
painfully swollen face.
They're getting mustaches, beards, everything straight up, and it's apparently it's working. They say Mayweather, you can see Mayweather's hairline and his beard, everything is it's a transplant.
Look, we live in such a vain, I mean, I can't even say it's such a vain time because what, go ahead.
On top of that, you guys that miss leg day, they have silicone implants.
Come on, Goose.
In your calves.
Get out of here.
Yes. You can either get them surgically implanted inside your calf muscle, or you put your clothes on like Skims.
The fake butt cheeks?
Yes. And you can have them right here in your pants.
So to make it look like you
got
calves.
To make your calves look. On top of that, shoulder implants. If your shoulders are small, this guy on Instagram, I was like, what is going on? He had this shoulder implant because his head was big. And he's like, I need to be.
Mayweather got the beard. And yes.
I told you. The shoulder implants help even out or the port. What I'm trying to say.
You know, 50 Clown.
The shoulder pads help your shoulders look broader to help your head look smaller.
Instead of just working out. I'm gonna put that on me. Y'all could go do some dang military presses, make your shoulders bigger.
Look, if I could get an implant.
What implant would you get, Goose?
What would I do? I would get I probably have to do the leg and the thigh implant, man. I don't miss leg day, but my legs won't grow. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to get some old tree trunk. Like, what's up, baby? You like them? You know what I'm saying? I get the leg implant. They'd just be in the pants.
You just have your quiet pants you put on, got the big teardrop in them.
I guess it'll be, they just football pads, though. If you think about it, football pads. I don't know, I might get my hairline implanted. This back, man, if I could get my, woo. But then, I'm good with just shaving my head, though. It's easier. Yeah. You take off your shirts, you ain't got to worry about your waves anymore. You ain't got to worry about
getting to the barbershop. Till you just said that. Having hair and waves, every time you, a hat, a shirt, anytime you got to go and brush that thing back.
Unless somebody touch it and do something like.
Oh, no, do not. If you ain't my woman, do not touch my hair.
Man.
Never touch my hair.
Your boy used to have, I mean, that ocean just waves.
I was making them seasick, boy. I was making them seasick.
And let somebody, what you done did? Let somebody touch my hair. Come on.
Girl, I can see by your face you ain't in no pain for real. Nah, so I was about to say we live in such a vain time.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah. And it's so vain, but the word, it's always been vain. It's just the technology has changed. That's the only thing. Because back in the day, you know, the Western days, you know, they had the women that would wear the dresses to make their butts look big.
Oh, the girdles.
Yeah, the girdle thing. Yep. And their dresses always had the big poof in the back. Most of it was white women doing that, trying to look at, like they got the African booty. They didn't. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Boots for men, they would put, you know, stacks in them and wear it. Back in the day, you know, the cowboy boots, they had the heel to make them look taller.
Yeah.
You know, a woman would wear the bustier and tie them up real tight in the rib cage and everything and to shape them better. It's always been like that. The only thing that's changed is technology. But to hear the stuff that people are doing, maybe it's the age I am, it blows my goddamn mind.
There's literally nothing you can't do because you can change your teeth.
Yeah.
You can change your eye color.
Yeah.
You can, your eyebrows, your eyelashes.
Mm-hmm. Guess what, Goose? I ain't doing nothing to my eyebrows. They're going to stay just like this.
You said something to your eyebrows as if you have them already.
Yeah. I thought you was going to get thigh. When you said thigh, I thought you was going to talk and stretch it. I said, Goose going to definitely get the lift. To make him taller.
Oh, hold up. You talking about that.
What?
So they have leg extensions where they. Hold up. This is true.
I'm listening.
The little people.
Oh, it's your people.
They. little people. Can get their thigh bone broken. They go in, break the bone in half, put a rod in it,
God dang,
extend their quad to make them taller. This happens. This is possible. This is crazy, man.
All right, that turned my stomach a little bit. Just picturing that.
It happens.
So what do they do? They do a little bit over time to give the skin time to grow?
Because
means you have to go in multiple times.
Well, I think.
Or is it like a maximum, like you can only do this much?
Yeah, you can only go so high because of the ratio of like bending over.
Because
if this is too long, you can only bend over a certain amount because
Right.
Yeah, whatever. However, if you look on YouTube, they'll show you the animation of it. And the guy that has got it, a girl has gotten it done. And this man has gotten it done. And, I mean, it's successful.
And the skin, because I'm like thinking skin, ligaments, veins, all of that is like, does that stretch that much, or are you putting on coupling? Because I'm thinking of like construction there, like you can't stretch a beam, you know.
Like, I don't know how that. They show it though. They explain everything in this animation. They show how they break the bone, they put this rod in, they extend it. Then you got to learn how to walk with it. Mm-mm. Oh, it's crazy, man.
I can't. I'm extreme. I can't thank God enough that I am happy with how I look. I'm happy with how I'm shaped. Happy with my hair or lack thereof.
I might get ab implants though. You seen that rapper? There's a. You won't need ab implants. I can just get a tummy tuck.
Oh, you gonna get a tummy
tuck? Get all the fat.
You gonna get
out.
You gonna have the cut with the
bouquet
With the bouquet on it. I can't. Even as I get older, I'm like, you know, I don't even need 6-pack residue no more. As long as I get everything else looking good and I ain't got like a big gut, I'm good. 41. I don't need to be shredded like it.
One thing I would love to change about my body. Is the hair? I'm very hairy. If I could just get one shave or whatever, I heard lasers. I heard that's dangerous, but I'm willing.
Yeah, that can't be that dangerous. Women be getting it on their coochies and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So if I could do that, laser it off and never have to worry about it again. Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah, because
Goose take his shirt off and got on another shirt. I thought I was like extremely hairy until I met Goose. I was like, oh, he got me beat.
Look at this here. And some folk got me beat. And I'd be like, goodness gracious.
I done know some dudes, especially when people with straight hair are hairy. It be on some else.
Oh.
It was a dude, real quick. I was in high school with a white dude. He had his hair didn't stop, like back, neck. When it grew in, it was one big hairy man. My boy Greg was always like, man, I'd love to just shape him up one time. Because you know you would get that thing right.
Crisp. They, I lost my train of thought. Hair.
Laser.
Goodness gracious. I lost my train of thought.
Dang, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. But another thing about hair. My beard is getting gray now, man. It's trying to catch up with your old
man. If it was always white, I wouldn't care. But it's like peppered throughout.
Go ahead. This is what happened. Fellas, please stop doing this. Please. You look so stupid. You look stupid. Stop shaving your arms and stopping at the sleeve. So when you take your shirt off, everything is shaved but your forearm and your hands, or your upper arm down is just full of hair.
And then this is shaved?
No, and nothing, all of this is shaved. Almost if they had sleeves on and just shaved all this.
It's like the wind blew and just blew the hair off that head.
What? Do women like that?
I don't understand. I don't grow hair, that much hair. I grow it on my shoulders, but not... like on this area, but I'm hairy, like the forearms are hairy.
Okay, so
mine looks like natural. Like it ain't like, you see my hair, it ain't like extremely, but this hair ain't up here though.
Okay, mine is the same way, but if I would shave, if I'm going to the beach and I shaved everything.
You gonna shave it all away?
I'm shaving everything from here to my knuckles. I'm shaving all the hair off. These guys I see, they will have a tank top on. Almost if they put the tank top on, was like, and shave around the tank top. Like, what?
Maybe it grows back fast. They're like, I ain't going to keep shaving everything. I'm just going to shave with you. It's like ironing a shirt. You just ironing the front because you're going to have on a jacket.
I went to the gym out there. This guy took his shirt off. Body smooth as could be. This man's arms was Bigfoot. I'm like, why didn't you shave? But it's fur. it be fur like. That's when I'm like, dang, y'all got me on that. But it be hip, just shave it all off.
That's what I don't like about my. I would get my back hair, laze it off, and never have it again.
You probably got me on that one, Nick, because mine ain't like that.
My back hair is straight. It ain't like my chest hair. My back hair is straight. I tell Angel, I feel like a man on the back.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oh, man.
That's one thing. If I go to the beach, I will shave. If I don't shave nothing else, I'm going to shave my back because I hate that hair back here.
We need the...
It be straight goose. I'm telling you. It's like... when I say straight, you don't understand where I'm coming from.
I ain't trying to see it. Dude.
I'm going
to
show you. Look.
We need to get Manscaped to sponsor this podcast.
Oh, they going
to
come?
Yeah.
But, hey, did you have anything else? Because how did we get the transplants? I couldn't even do the hairline.
Nah.
The tattoo hairline. I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, you like, you should. That's how Goose looked at me. You should. Is it funny?
It is funny, ain't it, baby? Yeah. I couldn't do any of the implants other than, I couldn't do any of the implants. I just shave my body and that'll be that. Everything else. And once I get too old, then I might get some dentures or whatever, you know, so I can still eat candy and
that's
all.
That's the thing. I ain't touching my teeth either. I understand people. I understand the tooth thing. You know, everybody ain't got the same teeth.
Yeah.
It's only so much you can do. So veneers or whatever it may be, I get. But... Yeah.
I ain't had nothing else.
The muscle implant,
You ain't walking here like.
The butt, cheek, chest, you all big. Like, what happened? I did some push-ups, dips, and went to the doctor. All right, fam. Hopefully y'all enjoy this. Hey, I know y'all want us to have more guests, but it's hard to get guests. It's hard to get people's schedules and everything lined out.
And the show we were reviewing.
We understand that y'all wasn't feeling it.
We weren't feeling it either. We was trying to just come up with some content.
We took the suggestions of our wives.
That show is very, it's boring.
Boring and it's too down, too much of a downer.
Yeah, it does put you in a boo-boo mood. Stop, baby.
Boo-boo mood.
Boo-boo mood. Leave that alone.
All right, fam. So, let them know where they can find you, Goose.
You can catch me on IG at GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com.
I was making sure while you was talking, she didn't get back to that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus A. on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A. on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And y'all can find my building body builder called Man Shit. And you can go to MANSHYT and check that out, MANSHYT.com, and check that out. And make sure you rate and review us. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
On streaming podcasts. If you're watching this, you can listen to it across all podcast streaming platforms. And if you're listening, you can watch it on YouTube at Tanksley TV. All you got to do is put in Let Us Tell It Podcast. I was going to say something else. Oh, scented version of Man Shit is I'm bringing that back too. Go ahead.
Also, don't be talking about my baby hair. I didn't do it because my wife had to leave the house pretty fast. So
we gonna do it. That's what we should do for the episode.
We probably should
show them that where black hair that daddies can do hair. I can plait.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. We gonna get it in.
There we go.
All right, fam, I'll holler at y'all. Yeah.